Episode 3020, How Do You Fight the Diet Trends?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and it's all about how you feel from the inside out. Yes, a lot of us are all worried about what we're doing in our work and in our home and all of this, but we forget to look on the inside. If we don't feel good on the inside, how can we do anything on the outside? How do you fight the diet trends? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. All right, deep breath here because we have got a lot going on. If you haven't joined the community, which I know you haven't because there are a lot of you missing, and I would like to interact with you. And so we're doing that on a platform called Mighty Networks, but you can go to createyournow.mn.co. And there you can sign up. It's free. Yes, F-R-E-E, exclamation point. So come on over there. We're getting it started, and it's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of new things happening. There's just a lot going on, a lot of moving parts, kind of like our bodies. There's a lot of moving parts to our bodies. And so we really need to come together more and be in support of one another because life is always better together. So let me ask you this. How do you fight the diet trends and find true balance in healthy living? One size does not fit all, but you can find the right size. The answer lies within. There is so much out there that we begin to cause our own confusion instead of looking inwardly as the expert. Looking at ourselves, right? You are the expert of your body. It can be challenging to find a balance in healthy living due to the abundance of diet trends that exist today. I mean, all you have to do is scroll. You don't even have to watch the news anymore. You just scroll. There are so many commercials. I'm thinking, how many different things do we need out there? I mean, I remember back way back when there might have been like 3 or 4 or 5 items. You know, you could count them literally on both hands, but now I can't even keep track. And these diets often promote extreme or restrictive eating habits, which can be detrimental to both physical and mental health in the long run. And as you know, we are struggling a lot in this world with mental well-being. And so we have to take that seriously. And then on top of that, especially if you're in the United States of America, we have an issue with our physicality. Yes, we are, majority of us are obese. And that is not good. It's not good for the longevity of our lives, and it's also not good for the quality of living. And we really want to have that quality, not just quantity. I mean, who wants to live attached to drugs for the last 20 years of their life because of what they did for the previous 50 years? Like, seriously, ask yourself that question. I mean, talk about healthcare. Let's talk about healthcare. How are you caring for yourself? We've got to start taking our bodies and being responsible for what we're doing to them. We can't sit here and pretend that we can blame manufacturers or why are you doing this or why are you doing that? You have a choice. You get to decide how you live a healthy lifestyle. Nobody else is pushing it on you. No one is. Yes, I know the temptations are there. I get it. I love everything that comes in a box. I had some Triscuits the other day. I haven't had Triscuits in a long time. Do you know how salty they are? Man, I don't use a lot of salt, and I'm eating them. I'm thinking, did they add like 10 pounds of extra salt just in this one box? I mean, it's like I could sit there and just kind of rub it off. I don't remember it being that way. Now, maybe they did change the formulation, but seriously? Are they getting that salty? Are we that out of touch with our own bodies that we have to have more of what's not good for us? Think about it. So we have got to understand what we're doing to our bodies and these diet trends, thinking that one pill is going to solve our problem. I don't care if it's prescribed or not. Yeah, you heard me. You've got to look at what's working for you, for your body. And that's why the greatest reason you need when it comes to healthy living is to pay attention to what your body tells you. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Listen to what your body speaks. We are great at serving everyone else, but we don't take time to listen to our bodies. We miss what our bodies are trying to tell us. Now, a fancy way of saying this is interoception. It's a fun word. Most of us don't even know how to spell it. It's interoception. And interoception is a lesser known sense, S-E-N-S-E, that helps you understand and feel what's going on inside your body. It's that sense of, you know, being in tune with feeling hungry or full, hot, cold, or thirsty. Those are some of the senses. And when you have a hard time sensing them, it becomes a self-regulation challenge. And then you wonder, gosh, what am I doing? Because you just do what you think you're supposed to do with no facts or feelings to back it up because you're not sensing anything. You're just kind of following the leader. And if the leader is telling you Triscuits are great, doesn't matter how salty they are, you just keep eating more. You keep going and buying more. You put other things on it. You get other things like the little funny, yes, I have not had this, but I'm going to use it as an example. You know that cheese? Well, it's not really cheese, but it comes out of that. It used to be called Cheese Whiz. I don't even know if they still make that, but I remember when I was a little girl, Cheese Whiz was like a big deal. And it came out of this can, and it was actually more fun just to watch it come out of the can because it would come out in like squirrely cues and all of this stuff because of how it was. You can get Cool Whip like that now. Anyway, I totally digress here, but I mean, imagine putting that on there. Do you think either of those are truly real, like authentically solid, real food? No. It uses maybe a few real ingredients, but the rest is all processed. CRAP. I'm just saying. And some of it, yes, it tastes delicious. And we just want to consume it. But you know what? We got chemicals in there that's whacking up our brains that says, oh, you can eat that, but guess what? You're still not full. So guess what? You need to eat more. And then it feeds this sensation that makes you feel good. And you're like, I want more of that. And you go back and you're like, I like that. And then you need something else. You're like, I like that. We're becoming addicted without even knowing we're becoming addicted. And we're muting our interoception. We're not in tune with what our body is telling us. And this can be very discouraging to anyone wanting to change or better their lifestyle. We can't mute what our body is trying to tell us, but we have to be willing to what? Pay attention. We have to listen to how and what our body speaks to us. So here are a few things to think about when it comes to fighting the diet trends and finding balance in your healthy living. Number one, avoid concrete restrictions. Now notice I said concrete restrictions. I didn't say strict restrictions. Number one, I didn't want to use strict and restrictions together because of this. Strict, guess what? There's still a gray line there. But concrete, when was the last time you just walked outside your door and broke your concrete? Not very often. Usually it takes years to get it to crack. And that usually means the ground is shifting way underneath it, so we've got a problem. So avoid those concrete restrictions. Restricting food groups or drastically reducing calories can lead to deprivation and binge eating. So instead, aim to have a balanced and varied diet, including plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. Allow yourself to enjoy the occasional indulgent treat. Oh yes, what is it for you? Root beer floats? Oh, I love those. Actually, I gotta tell you, I have not had a root beer float in a very long time, but they are oh so tasty, especially when it's with the really good root beer. Already, oh yes, yes. Okay, we gotta get out of this thing because I'm gonna wanna go have a root beer float after I'm done talking to you. Anyway, allow yourself though to enjoy. Occasionally is the key word here. Allow yourself to enjoy that sweet treat or whatever it is. Maybe it's a savory treat for you so you don't have to feel deprived. You know what you can handle. You know the status of your health overall. You know your body's report card. And a lot of us take that for granted. But you got to know your body. You know your body best. Now, if you and I sat down and had a conversation, I could help you figure out your body. But still, you know it because you feel it. Sometimes, though, we just mute it because, well, we've got too many other things that are distracting us. And then what do? We suffer. We're tired. We're exhausted. We're crabby. We don't want to do anything. And then we just kind of hang out and we're wondering, gosh, we're feeling so old. Maybe we're feeling so old because what we're putting in our body is not serving the purpose of what our body needs. So avoid concrete restrictions. Number two, listen to your body. Every person's body has its unique needs, and these needs can change depending on various factors such as age, activity level, stress levels, your gender, right? Male or female. Try to tune into how your body reacts to different types of food and adjust your diet to meet its needs. Listen to your hunger cues. Eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full, and strive to eat intuitively. That means, gosh, if you're craving salt and you want something salty, then eat something healthy. Maybe have some almonds that have some sea salt with it. Have just a palmful, not a huge handful, a palmful of almonds. Delicious. It's much better than those Triscuits with Cheese Whiz. That's all I'm saying. Man, we are talking about interesting food on here. That's all I got to say. And no, I'm not going to go have Triscuits and Cheese Whiz. Ugh, that just, yuck. Anyway, we'll stick the root beer floats. But seriously, you got to listen to your body. What is it for you? If you want something sweet, instead of going to, okay, dark chocolate, all right, that's fine if you have a piece and it's dark chocolate and it's above the 74%, like you want real dark chocolate and you want to make sure it's the good stuff and it's fair trade. I'm just saying, it's important. We don't want people not being taken care of, right? We could go into a whole nother conversation about that. So make sure you know where your food is coming from. And if it is something sweet and it's like, well, dark chocolate is sweet, but it's not that sweet I'm looking for, then maybe have an apple with a littler piece of dark chocolate and enjoy them together. Or just melt a little bit and dip it. Don't add anything else to it. Don't add almond bark. No, it's not made with almonds, even though it has that in the title. It's not made, you know, we think we're eating something healthy. Oh, no, we're not. So don't go there with that either. It just helps to make your chocolate harden like it's supposed to if you're making candy. But again, I digress. Isn't this a fun episode? I love it. But seriously, we've really got to look at how we're feeding our bodies and what we're doing to our bodies. And it all comes from listening to our bodies. So are you doing that? Are you using interoception? Right? The lesser known senses that says, oh yeah, this is what I'm feeling. This is where I'm at. And finally, number three, I want you to really experiment with intermittent fasting. When battling the diet trends, look to the olden days to shed some light. Yes, our bodies have built in fasting based on the seasons of life. It's called spring, summer, fall, and winter. Consider the seasonal foods that are available. All of it works together to create harmony in how you live. So when you eat food, right, and you look at the seasons, some foods just are not available. That's because during that time of season, we were supposed to eat this particular food or this particular fruits or these particular vegetables. Or the meats were available only during this time. It wasn't like we just had this plentiful, you know, grocery store. We can go in and have strawberries every single day if we want to. We ship it in from all over. So if you're looking at trying to eat on a seasonal basis, find your local farmer markets. Go there and say, you know what? I'm new at this, but I would really like to learn what's in season now. Man, the more questions that you ask, the stronger that you're going to get on knowing what's right for your body. And when you eat seasonally, you're basically introducing intermittent fasting because your body's going to say, you know what, this is what you need. And so depending upon your metabolic flexibility, somewhere around 14 to 18 hours overnight fasting might be best for you, right? Experiment with that. It can also help kickstart the production of ketones. Now, you might be saying, all right, well, ketones, yeah, I'm not sure I want to do the keto diet. I'm not saying that. But remember, back in the olden days, right, intermittent fasting, we didn't have shelves full of processed food. You ate at a certain time. There was a production that went in before you sat down and shared a meal together. You didn't have bread on a shelf. That bread had to be cooked. It had to first, you know, the flour and the grain had to be broken up, right? There's so many things that went into making bread. They didn't have bread every day because it took too much time. It was a treat. It was a treasure. It wasn't supposed to be an everyday occurrence or, let's see, an every meal occurrence. And you wonder why we're all messed up. So that's why I say go back to the olden days. Because if you look at how our days were, when you got up at the crack of dawn and you went to bed when the sun went down, right? Things, you went inside, wherever your hut was, your house, your cave, whatever it was, you had limited light. And so therefore, man, when it was dark, what was happening? You went to sleep. And then you got up again. And so therefore, what happened to all the seasons? You had intermittent fasting built in. Man, I didn't even know I was intermittent fasting. I've been doing it my entire life. I just do it. I feel great when I do it. And now it's like the buzzwords all over the place. Oh, you got to try intermittent fasting. I'm like, I've lived my life that way. And I feel good, so I continue to do it. But again, you have to look at what's best for you. And understand this, fasting can help you find a sweet spot for eating a balanced and nutritious diet. And that's really what we're looking at. Now, some of you might want to take fasting to another level, and you can do a two-day fast. I wouldn't do any more than 2 days. You don't want to stress your body. If you haven't ever tried fasting before, I would say start with intermittent fasting and do, you don't even have to do 14 hours if you don't want to, but do 10 or 12 hours. And that's where you don't eat anything during that period. You can drink, yes, all right? But again, drink water, lots and lots and lots of water. If you are trying to lose weight, total sidebar here, you want to be drinking half your body weight in ounces, all right? Just saying. And if you're very much obese and you have hundreds of pounds to lose, then work towards 2 liters of water. So that's kind of a good balance for you there. You can, believe it or not, you can drink too much water. It does take a lot of water, but you can. So again, consult your medical provider, your physician. Don't take this and just go off on your own and say, I'm going to do this. That's where we get into trouble. That's where trends go south. And that is not good for anybody. And you've got to take everything into consideration as to where you are and what you're doing. Remember, you know your body best. So pay attention to that. Seek out people who are experts. Yes, you're the expert of your body, but you can have other experts that are your medical experts, your nutritional experts, etc. Say that fast 3 times. Woo! But yes, then once when you have fasting and you're comfortable at 10 or 12, you can go to 14, 16, 18 hours, and then you can go for a whole day. Don't go over the 48-hour day period. We could go into that. There's a lot of research. Some people would say, oh, no, but what about the biblical 40-day fast and all that? Okay, there's a time and place for that, but we're not going to go into that right now. 2 days if you want to max out and you don't want to throw your body in craziness. And that also will involve some detoxing and things like that. This is just a quick overview because we could be here literally forever talking about this. So I don't want to confuse you. Again, we're talking about how do you fight the diet trends and find the balance for you, for your body, and what does that look like? So keep in mind that none of this stuff happens overnight. Yes, you can feel good in 24 hours. I know it. I've done it. And it's awesome. And you start eating the right things. You're like, wow, I just don't feel tired after I ate, you know, this. That's great. So give yourself time to experiment. Keep a log or a journal of how you feel when you try new things. You know, write down, I'm eating pasta. I ate, you know, 3 cups of pasta. That's another conversation to have. But I ate 3 cups of pasta, and in 15 minutes, man, after eating, I was ready for a nap. Okay, we have a problem here. You know, I ate strawberries, and my stomach started cramping 25, 30 minutes into it. And that's the only thing you ate. And you're not normally allergic to them. So these are things that you just have to pay attention to. And if you want to simplify, if you really want to know what your body's doing, then break it down and only eat one food at a time. So then your body can understand what it's doing. And then you can move in learning about macros and how you do combinations and how you want your carbs never to be eaten by themselves. You want them to be included in with a protein and a fat, and you want to eat it to be well-rounded. So there's a lot that goes into these incredible bodies that we have. There's a ton. You don't have to follow the diet trends. The only diet that matters is what works for you. And so with perseverance, consistency, and in my opinion, prayer, that's going to set you on the right track. So go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.